something green to keep the dog from bringing in dirt. I'm not as concerned about whether or not it's a monoculture. But if that, you know, if your expectation is to have a very thick green lawn, then you're going to need to fertilize at least once a year, probably more like two or three applications.
How about herbicides? What about spraying those?
Yeah, I'd be careful. Yeah. Anytime the temperatures are above 80 degrees, the herbicides have its potential to become they become volatile, and the particle sizes are such that herbicide drift becomes a real problem.
So I've heard of that. Yeah.
I would avoid using herbicides right now if possible.
They sound a little like a gremlin, like mogwais. Like, you can't get them wet. Don't get them wet. Don't get them wet. It's not a good idea.
You know,
they turn into gremlins. They turn
I use that. I use the gremlin analogy a lot.
Thank you. I was going out of the limb on that one. I almost edited it out. we did want to leave a little time, Meredith. I'm sorry, Janelle, to get into some other things. You had some a call in that you wanted to touch on and such.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to do a shout out and let people know. If you've got any diagnostic questions, inquiries, you know, of what the heck is going on with my plant, what is my plant, you can always reach out to the Extension office. The phone number is 715-421-8440, and just let them know that you got a gardening question, and they will, or leave a message. If they're on the phone, leave a message, and they'll forward that message over to me.
I imagine, Janelle, that when it comes to questions that you get, even if it's something you're not 100% on, you're just as excited as the caller to find out the information. I know how passionate you are about this.
Oh, you know, one of the coolest parts about my job is I'm just one person and a team of people, and many of them are much, much more qualified than I am, and they're brilliant in what they do. And so if I don't know the answer to something, send in a picture of a bug and I'm not sure, I send it to our state entomologist and he lets me know. Same thing with diseases or plant ID. I'm part of a big team. So yeah, you're not just relying on my brain.
Well, and it's also pretty cool to be a part of this process, I imagine. Not only learning this stuff, but going full circle here to where we started. One of the things that we love about gardening, you love about gardening, is you're always learning, you're always growing, and always get better at it and find out more.
Absolutely.
We definitely found out a lot more today. Thank you so much for the time, Janelle.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump says he didn't do anything wrong.
So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years.
He's been indicted for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane on What Happens Now.
The CBS News confirms it will be an arraignment proceeding Tuesday afternoon in the Southern District of Florida. When you go for arraignment in the federal court system, they read you the charges, they give you a chance to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty, and typically they set bond conditions for a defendant, a criminal defendant, at an arraignment. It will be fascinating and potentially provocative to find out what bond conditions are ordered and agreed upon for a former president of the United States.
Lawmakers are reacting. Republican Representative Jim Jordan tweeted, "This was a sad day for America." Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff called the indictment an affirmation of the rule of law. More than a dozen states have issued air quality warnings. Smoke from wildfires in Canada are making the air thick and unhealthy, mostly in the Northeast.
My throat hurts and it's bad. I mean, it's like having major allergies.
Sore throat, just hard to breathe. So it's been very taxing on my body.
The Supreme Court with a surprise ruling in favor of black voters in a congressional redistricting case in Alabama. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has always been clear that racial gerrymandering is prohibited. Partisan gerrymandering, however, receives more protection. In this case, Alabama clearly divided its districts along racial lines. The Supreme Court has been diluting some provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Alabama hoped that the court would essentially do away with these anti-gerrymandering protections altogether.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway's back in the U.S., Joran van der Sloot, will face charges of extortion and wire fraud. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
As part of an FBI sting, he accepted $25,000, and that is where these charges come from. He's never been charged with her death. However, he was arrested twice in Aruba. He was the last person to see her in 2005 after her high school graduation trip to that island.
McDonald's fans are getting their hair cut and styled to resemble the famous golden arches. The McDonald's bang look is trending now. TikTokers are showing off their M-shaped fringe and giving tips on how you can get it too. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Nope, not really. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wisconsin Rapids' own Cranberry Blossom Festival is back with fun for the whole family. Join us June 15th through the 18th for family fun events including Cinema Under the Stars, live music, arts, crafts, raffles, and contests, a parade Sunday at noon followed by the Firefighters Duck Derby and the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers, carnival rides and attractions all 4 days. Mark your calendar Thursday, June 15th through Sunday, June 18th. You'll be very glad you did. For a complete event schedule, visit www.blossomfest.com or Facebook.com/blossomfest.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 80. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 55. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Chance for scattered storms Sunday and Monday, 67. Sunday, 65. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, wow. Waiting for their big day to arrive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You are listening to Seth Faces the Music, and let's get right to work. Songs about working, jobs, stuff that we don't like to do, but, you know, gotta earn that paycheck. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Same land. Why'd you wanna be my friend when I feel like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, I welcome to the working week.
And that was China Crisis with Working with Fire and Steel, classic from the 80s. And we open the show today with Elvis Costello. Welcome to the Working Week, the very first track from his very first album, My Aim Is True. One of the things I decided to do with the show today is not just play songs about working in general, but let's find some interesting jobs that have songs about them. So we're going to start off those songs with this next one by the great Canadian group Great Big Sea. And hey, if you're going to go for a good job, why not shoot for the top? So this song explains what would happen when I am king.
Wake up.
without a care. Your head's not heavy, your conscience clear. Sins are all forgiven here, yours and mine. Fear is gone without a trace. It's the perfect time in the perfect place. Nothing and nothing sore, no one suffers anymore. The doctor found a simple cure just in time. She walks right in, she don't even knock. It's the girl you lost to the high school jock. She shuts the door, turns the lock, and she takes your hand. She said she always felt a fool for picking the captain over you. She wonders if you miss her, says she always told her sister, now that you're the best damn kisser that she's ever had.
Oh,
working girl. It's so hard for a working girl.
Dynamic duo of Brewer and Shipley. And that song doesn't sound like their usual MO, but I kind of dig it. From their record, Shake Off the Demon. And before that, we heard Working Girl from Little Boots, a more recent song from 2015. We have to take our first break, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to play a song about a job that's somewhat unconventional, about being a writer, but not just any kind of writer, a very specific kind. So, you'll want to stay tuned to find out what it is here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician. They're also willing to train. Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breasts. over blue lines. You are going to Reseda to make love to a model from Ohio whose real name you don't know. You spin like the Cadillac was overturning down a cliff on television. On, and the radio man is speaking, and the radio man says women were a curse. So men built Paramount Studios, and men built Columbia Studios, and men built a Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. Says it is a beautiful night out there, and the radio man says rock and roll lives, and the radio man says it is a beautiful night out there in Los Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man is a model too. Gone Savage. For teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone Savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. Play about lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. 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 You are listening.
Two songs about writing there. We started off the set with the Beatles and their classic Paperback Writer, and that was followed up by Screenwriter's Blues, the centerpiece to the great debut album of Soul Coughing, Mike Doty and company there. In my opinion, one of the great debut albums of the 1990s, Ruby Vroom. Up next, we're going to play a pair of songs that are related in a certain way. And of course, working towards something is a honorable goal. And both of these songs are working towards, well, a more spiritual end, I guess you could say. I do want you to pay attention to how close they are, even though the genres are very, very far apart. And we're going to start off with Working on a Building. Here's Brother Joe May.
Working on a building. True foundation.
Foundation.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
I'm holding up the bloodstain.
Oh, banner for my Lord.
Banner for my Lord.
It will never get tired. Working on the building.
Working on the building.
Going up to heaven.
Going up to heaven.
Getting my reward.
I'm working on the building.
Working on the building.
True foundation.
True foundation.
Holding up the bloodstain.
Holding up the bloodstain.
And for my Lord.
And for my Lord.
Soon as I get through.
Working on this old building. The blood stain down for my Lord. As soon as I get through, all the working on the building, I'm going on the head to get my reward.
I'm sometime weary, I'm sometime burdened, I'm sometime talked about. That's why I keep working.
Working on the building.
I keep working, keep working.
Working on the building.
Working.
Working on the building.
You may talk about me.
Working on the building.
Just as much as you please.
Working on the building.
But the more you talk.
Working on the building.
I'm gonna bend my knee.
Working on the building.
And that's why I'm working.
Working on the building.
I keep working, keep working.
Working on the building.
I keep working, keep working.
Working on the building.
My Savior's waiting patiently, I'm planning now to go. I want a firm foundation that's built with God's own hand. That's why I started building a road to glory land.
I'm working on the road,
I'm working on the
road that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake,
I want to shake my Savior's hand,
my Savior's hand.
I'm building my home. You know we have no promise of living here below. You know he suffered for our sins and died upon the cross. For all who did believe on him, their soul will not be lost.
I'm working on the road.
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake.
I want to shake my Savior's hand.
My Savior's hand.
I'm building my home. And when this road is finished, I want to travel on. I can hear the angels singing up there around the throne.
I want to see my mother and take her by the hand as soon as I have finished the road to glory.
I'm working on the road,
I'm working on the road
that leads to glory.
That leads to glory.
I want to shake,
I want to shake my Savior's hand.
Working for the man. That's Roy Orbison in a song you don't hear very often anymore. That's a really good one. I do like it. And before that, we had I'm Working on a Road, the Country Gentlemen, a classic bluegrass band, and their prescription for Glory Road. We have to take another break now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back, we're going to go down to the farm. Well, we're going to go to the farm, and then we're not going to do any work because we're not doing that anymore. Don't touch that dial. This is WFHR.
Scrub the floor. Maggie's brother.
she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Get bored.
I'd much rather lie down and play dead.
two songs about the non-joys of work, I guess you'd call it. First off, we had Bob Dylan with Maggie's Farm, and then the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with Jump Through the Hoops. Oh boy, that workaday world can get pretty hectic, I have to agree. Up next, we're going to take a look at another unconventional job. We're going to start off first with kind of a forgotten tune by the OJs from the 60s. Of course, the OJs are much more known for their 70s hits. But here's one, Working on Your Case. And that got me thinking, well, who works on a case? So that will be followed up by Dire Straits' Private Investigations.
Thank you. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.